This is like our third cake.
It's about the sixth, actually.
Oh my god, we're never gonna get through this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of the Mrs. Feminist podcast. And I only remembered it's episode 4 because this is the third time we've done this take. Today we are talking about feminist terminology. Here's the deal, is a big part of this podcast is we're trying to get back to what the heart of feminism is, and so it's really important that we know what the terms we're throwing around mean, because there are a lot of false definitions of certain terms out there, so we gotta make sure that we are spreading the truth.
Did you research these terms beforehand?
No, I just know all of them because I'm a genius.
I mean, you do have an impeccable memory.
Oh, thanks. Thought you were going to say something sarcastic. Our first term is feminism, because that seems like a pretty good place to start. So as we've discussed in previous episodes, feminism is the belief that men and women inherently deserve the same rights, opportunities, and freedoms. So something really important that I think we need to note about the term and the definition of feminism is that it does emphasize that feminism fights for the rights and freedoms and opportunities of men and women.
I feel like it is very clearly in the definition of the word for women to be equal to men. So it's not necessarily fighting for the rights of men and women. That would be more egalitarianism.
Egalitarianism is nothing.
Okay, I wouldn't say it's nothing.
What would you say the definition of it is?
For the equal rights of men and women.
That's the definition of feminism.
No. Pull up the dictionary definition. Okay, Google, define feminism.
Here's the thing. Feminism is about the equal rights of men and women. The reason why the term feminism is used is because it puts emphasis on the femme, the feminine, the female, and that's because traditionally men have always had certain rights, whereas women have not. So in order for us to get to parity, we have to give women a lot more rights and opportunities and freedoms that they've never had before.
Mm-hmm. Which means it's fighting for the rights of women.
And men.
Okay, but it's not specifically fighting for the rights of men.
But it is.
Okay, because men have the majority of the rights.
Yes.
Because feminism is specifically fighting for women to be on par with men.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not fighting for the rights of men and women.
Okay, but it is fighting for the rights of men, John.
Okay, how?
Okay, so for example, in the education field, a lot of feminists are coming forward and saying, we do not have enough male teachers for primary education levels. That's ridiculous because traditionally women are seen as nurturers, right? So it's acceptable. It's always been acceptable for a woman to teach children because it's a very motherly role in a sense. And so in a lot of schools, there are way more female teachers than men. I have a friend and she's a grade 2 teacher and she lost out on a job to one of her male colleagues, and she said, like, I wasn't even upset that I lost that job because we need more male teachers in the primary grades. And so she's a great example of who's standing up and saying, yeah, men and women aren't equal. They don't have equal opportunities in this area. So let's make sure we get there.
Okay, but there's a difference between feminism and then fighting for equal rights.
But feminism is the fight for equal rights.
No, feminism is the fight for the rights of women to be equal to men.
Like, so what's there's that a difference. Equal rights?
No, there's a difference between that and equal rights. It's a shift in focus. I'm not saying that disparages either side. I'm just saying there's a certain focus that describing yourself as feminism brings into view, as opposed to, like, specifically saying that you're fighting for equal rights. You're upset that you brought me on the podcast now, aren't you?
No, I'm upset because when you say that feminism doesn't truly fight for equality because it's only fighting for women, that totally, like...
See, but I'm not saying that
that's such a way to, like, diminish its value, for starters, to both men and women.
No, I'm not saying that it doesn't have value to both men and women. Because men win when women are equal. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't mean you're fighting for men's rights.
Okay, well, I would consider myself a feminist, obviously, or this
podcast. Yeah, but you can be more than just a feminist. You can be someone whose primary goal and aim is fighting for the rights of women to be equal to men, but also want men to have, like, in the example that you brought up in schools. Like, you can fight for that and be a feminist, but, like, that doesn't mean that feminism is specifically aiming for equal rights for men.
But I think, like, you because... need to remember, too, that, like, with all of this terminology that we'll talk about, like, throughout history, the meaning of a word changes. So, like, the first time feminism was ever used, I believe it was the 1600s, is the first time the word feminism pops up in literature specifically. And it was meant to describe, like, the feminisms, so, like, the things that make women feminine, or, like, the qualities that are feminine. Mm-hmm. So it was like, oh, I don't know, wearing bows in your hair is a feminism. And so it was attached to the female, obviously. The root of the word is female, so that makes sense. So then when suffrage started and started using the term feminism to describe, like, the fight for equal rights, specifically for women. Mm-hmm. Now it's, like, transitioning into a term that means the equal rights for men and women. So you could just say the equal rights for everyone, that everyone has equal rights, opportunities, and freedoms, no matter what their gender or race or ability or class or education is.
See, but I feel like making the term too broad dilutes its impact. Like, making it so that feminism is this huge umbrella takes away some of the indication of passion or oomph, for lack of a better term. Like, I'm trying to describe this as accurately as to what I'm thinking.
See, and I feel like, generally speaking, when you talk to people who do not have an educated view on feminism, I'm trying to say this as nicely as I can, they'll jump to, oh, well, I'm not a feminist. Feminists hate men. I'm egalitarian. And it's that's a stupid argument.
But then you educate them on what feminism fights for. You don't have to make it an umbrella term.
When people say that feminism is, like, a woman's rights issue, it makes it so that the responsibility is on women. And so to say, like, oh, it's egalitarianism if you're wanting equality, that's maybe another term for it. Like, I'm not going to argue that because that's totally a thing. Mm-hmm. But I think that we need to not trick ourselves into thinking that feminism is just a woman's issue or that women's rights is just a woman's issue. Because the reality is that as women gain more rights, not only does it have implications for men, but it also, it's like this domino effect almost of, like, we get one thing and then that allows a series of other fights to begin. And those ones, like, a big thing was getting women in the workforce. So, like, women into education, that's awesome. So now those women in education are turning around and saying, this is great, we love this, but, like, this isn't equal yet because we still need more men in this valuable role. Mm-hmm. And so it does include men. And I think people have an issue using the word feminism. They treat it like it's a dirty word, which it's not. And just because it has, like, the feminine in the word itself doesn't make it any less powerful or valuable to men as well.
I'm saying that the aim of feminism isn't necessarily to fight for the rights of men alongside of women. It's specifically to fight for the rights of women to be equal to men. There are too few fields where men need to be brought up to parity with women to be included in the term of feminism, because that dilutes the meaning of feminism too far. Like, feminism does need to be specific because it needs to contain who it's describing and the goals that they're working for Whereas, like, the smaller fields that involve men, that needs to have its own specific term.
But why do we have to keep dividing?
That's not dividing, it's accurately describing.
No, but it's saying women need their movement, and no, that's a woman's
movement. I'm not saying that women...
And men need their own thing. We need a different
term. Okay, but how am I saying that women need their own movement? Because
you're
clearly
saying that feminism
feminist.
Excludes men.
I'm not saying it excludes men.
And doesn't fight for the rights of men.
Just because I'm saying that its main goal is not to fight for the rights of men, but to fight for the rights of women, does not mean that I'm saying it excludes men. I'm saying that there's a separate term for that.
So what is it?
It's not meninism, but, like, you... I don't know why you so reject egalitarianism other than its overuse in the church to discredit feminism.
I think, like, it's overuse in society to say, oh, I'm not a man-hating feminist, I'm egalitarian, as if that
then,
makes you better. You suck.
Okay.
It's feminism.
Then they need to learn to accurately describe themselves. Like, you once described yourself that way.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, you didn't want to describe yourself as a feminist. You talked about it in your origin story. I listened to your podcast.
But I would have never been like, oh, I'm egalitarian.
Okay.
Because that's stupid.
But then you need to educate people on the meaning of that word. We don't need to broaden the definition of feminism to include that.
I don't think that dilutes it or makes it any less powerful. I don't think we're going to agree on this.
No, we're not. I just wanted to be able to say my piece because I hear you say this over and over and over again, and I don't think it's the right way to go about it.
So then, what would your dream scenario be?
That using the word feminist to describe yourself does not have to include fighting for men's rights. That can be a side effect, because usually the person that is level-headed and wants to be a feminist and wants to fight for the rights of women to be equal will recognize that equality does not mean making yourself better or, like, swapping positions. But that doesn't mean that you have to include fighting for men's rights, because there are not enough areas that men need to be equal in for that to, like, be brought into it. Like, fighting for men in family court, like, yeah, you can use feminism to describe yourself, to bring yourself to the point where, yeah, like, they should be equal in that. There's no reason that the mom should be the default place for the kids to go.
I think that when you say, oh, feminism is like a woman's rights movement, because that's kind of what you're saying, right?
Well, yeah, its express intent is to fight for the rights of women to be equal to men.
So if you say feminism is a woman's rights movement,
mm-hmm.
then it discredits
why
all the other wonderful things that feminism does and that feminism does fight for.
Why saying...
And personally, like, I'm offended because it's like saying that as a feminist and with all this work I do with feminism, like, I'm only focused on women and that feminism is only focused on women. And I think it's a very...
Okay, but does,
like,
feminist
privileged point of view too, because feminism, like, fights for the rights of men and women, but if you want to take that definition a step further, it fights for the rights of minority groups.
Why are you smiling at me?
Because we're not going to agree on this.
No, we're not. But I'm right and you're
wrong. I think it's very dangerous to say that this is the only thing feminism does. Especially right now, because the last thing that the feminist movement needs is to be put in a box and say it's only fighting for women's rights. Shut up. Don't talk about anything else.
I'm not saying you shouldn't talk about anything else. I'm saying there's a difference between social activism and feminism.
But feminism is like a branch of social activism.
Yeah, a branch. That doesn't mean it encompasses everything that social activism
encompasses.
Yeah, but
it has a lot of twigs.
It does. But,
and a lot,
like,
of leaves.
Oh my god.
Feminism is the belief that men and women inherently deserve the same rights and freedoms. Historically, that's focused on catching women's rights up to the rights of men. Now, thank God, that's finally catching up everyone's rights to the rights of privileged white men.
Falls under social activism.
Because it's not just about...
Okay, I think we're going to have to stop here. agree to disagree.
No, because what kind of resolution is this for our listeners?
It doesn't have to bring a resolution to it. We're perfectly capable of being a married couple who disagree with each other on certain points.
Okay, well, we want your feedback. Do you think it's fair for John to maliciously exclude the rights of men from the cause of feminism? Or do you think that his uneducated white man feminism... Don't kiss me. I don't want your white man kisses.
I love you. I feel like it's important to say, though, that, like, as a married couple, especially married to someone as passionate as you, it is okay for us to disagree about stuff like this, as long as we're able to talk about it in an amicable manner without fighting it with each other. Like, because I don't feel like this was an argument. This was a very nice discussion.
I feel like it was... I feel like I'm going to be thinking tonight about how I could have better formed my argument to savagely take you down. Ooh, ooh, just tell mama I'm okay, okay.